There's really three things to focus on over the next 2 days. One is marketing and advertising and selling fundamentals. Okay? Those things, fortunately for us, never change. They never change, whether it's the internet or direct mail or one-on-one selling or the telephone or infomercials. The fundamentals never change. And you'll find that the most successful people in internet marketing and direct marketing and selling are people that are constantly focusing on those fundamentals. We could talk about the fundamentals all month, but very simply, it's all about putting skillfully crafted offers in front of qualified prospects. That's all we're doing. And the better our offers, the more skillfully they're crafted, the more focused we are on selecting the right prospects, the more money we're going to make. It's a very simple process. So what this whole business is about is putting skillfully crafted offers in front of qualified prospects and doing it efficiently and on a large scale. And the internet automates this so beautifully, as you're going to see when Ken starts. So that's the fundamentals. Then there's core tools. There's really only a handful of tools that are at the core of internet marketing. Number one, email. That's the base. That's more important than websites. Number two, autoresponders. More important even than a website. You could literally build a profitable internet business purely on an autoresponder. It would be a little hard, but you could do it. You could not build a profitable internet business with just a website and no autoresponder. It can't be done. And then, of course, shopping carts, so the ability to take orders. Those are the core tools. Then there are a million and one little tools. It's kind of like one of those Swiss Army knives with 10,000 different things. Listen to what our speakers say. Absorb what you can. If you do just 10% of the advanced things they do, you'll be so far ahead of your competitors it won't even be funny. So sometimes, especially for beginners, you're going to be hearing all this stuff and going, "Oh my God, which tool do I use?" You'll figure that out. That will sort itself out as time goes on. Remember, the tools always break down into one or two factions. It's either a tool to bring you traffic, or a tool to convert that traffic, to turn that traffic into value. So whatever tool you're listening to, if it seems far out, and some of them are, they work, but they may seem far out, just remember, which box is this going to? Oh, that's a traffic tool. Oh, that's a conversion tool. Here's the really good news. I probably only use about 10% of what I actually know about, and that's been plenty. You know, and I'm always trying to add a little bit more and a little bit more. You will know far more than you will be able to do, obviously, but you'll know more than you'll need to do. Okay, you're going to learn 100 things, and if you use 5 of them and really use them, you're going to see a result in your business right away. And then bit by bit, you add more and more pieces. Our job is to give you the big picture, and our job is to show you all the details of how everything works. Don't worry about having to put everything together right away. Just remember, we're all about putting skillfully crafted offers in front of qualified prospects. We focus on driving people to our sites, traffic. We focus on converting those people. Which is selling them or getting them to opt in or building a relationship with them. And I'm going to cut my remarks short so that we can give Ken Giddens a lot more time. How many people met Ken so far? Isn't that amazing? He's in a few hours half the room. As those of you who've met Ken know, Ken's sort of like, what's that saying about eating peanuts? You can't just eat one, or potato chips. You know, you hear one thing and then you want to hear the next thing, you want to hear the next thing. Ken's pretty much as close to a bottomless pit of internet information as I've ever met. I'm sure there's an end to it, but I haven't found it yet personally. He's in love with the medium. He's been involved with it for 10 years professionally at a high level. Some people say, well, I've been doing this 10 years. Well, the first 8 years they were surfing the net, and then 2 years later, they actually tried to sell something. No, Ken's been in the trenches, high level, for 10 years. He's a natural teacher, knows the medium and all its nooks and crannies like few people I've ever met. And we're going to go straight now to Ken Giddens. Let's give him a warm hand. Can I say one more thing? This is Ken Giddens' first formal, I don't want to get you nervous or anything, in all these years, this is Ken Giddens' first formal presentation to an internet industry audience here at The System. You're very fortunate.
Testing. My predictions are that I'll make at least 10 mistakes. I predict that at least one of you will fall asleep. I predict at least one time I'll fall off the stage. So as Robin Williams said, good morning, Chicago. Oh, that was Vietnam. First, we all owe a big round of applause to Meg, my partner here. Last night, yeah, you ever? Last night when I was practicing my presentation, she fell asleep and her head hit the keyboard, and that was my first clue that it was going to be boring, so I scratched it. So the notes that you see on the table here don't pertain to anything I'm going to talk to about. So that's the good news. That's good news. And where's Nick? There. I was so thrilled last night. We're walking back to the room, and Nick goes, you know, Ken, as a speaker, you're so approachable. Isn't that what you said? He said, you know, and I had to look to the left of me to see whether Brad Pitt was standing there. I got to tell you a true story about how I met Ken McCarthy, and I was at another seminar. It was Armand's big seminar, and I'm in the lobby holding a sign that says, "We'll speak for free." And Ken, being the sharp guy that he is, he comes up and he says, you know, he recognized an opportunity right there. And so he's talking to me for a while and talking to me for a while, and he goes, "Ken, you're absolutely perfect for one of my seminars." He says, "I've met a lot of people in this industry, but there's something very unique about you." He says that, "I've never seen anybody make a living selling so many stupid products. You are living proof that anybody can make money on the Internet." I'm not sure whether that was a compliment or not. But so anyway, we're going to talk today about how to make money on the Internet. I think that's a subject we heard came to hear. So we're just going to go through some of the really stupid things that I do to make a buck. All right, let's start off. Now, I sort of came from the world of selling what I call hard products. These are real things here. So let's talk. We'll go through some of these websites. This is where I sell needlepoint. Of course, I'm an expert on needlepoint. Okay. All right, so this is one where I sell rope. This is a personalized rope, okay? It's got my dog's name embroidered on the rope, okay? So I sell rope. All right, what do we got next here? We got lighthouse collecting. These are fanatical people that are thrilled about lighthouses. They buy lighthouse lamps, lighthouse toilet paper roll covers, okay? Here's where I sell bacteria. Okay, I sell bacteria for fountains and ponds. Okay, now that's a really high-end item. All right, let's go. Oh, here we go, salad dressing. You know, packages of salad dressing mix. Boy, don't we all want to sell that on the Internet. All right, let's go. We're moving down here. Oh, photo frame fun. These are little paper envelopes you put, you know, pictures in, and you sell them, stick them in cards. You know, a whole $1.50 I think we make on those. All right, pepper spray. I don't know if you can see this. Someone want to help me demonstrate this? That's fine. Chicken. All right. Let's see what else we have here. Oh, perfume. Now, let's really beat our heads against the wall. Who wants to go sell a product that you have to smell before most women will buy it? Is that true? Do you buy perfume if you can't smell it? Okay, let's really be stupid. All right. Oh, and then here's the classic. Refrigerator magnets. Put them on your refrigerator. Don't we all have at least five? That's a good big item, high ticket. Let's really go for the big bucks. All right. And then, of course, you know, the classic that I'm really famous for, clothes hangers, plastic clothes hangers. Would you believe that we sold over $1 million of these on the Internet last year? Over $1 million. I think I'm not allowed to say how many more we're going to sell this year. But it's a lot. Okay? So, now you see why Ken said, "Man, you can sell stupid stuff on the Internet and make money." All right, so let's talk about doing a hard product website here. This is needlepoint. When you're doing hard product websites, you have to deal in a lot of pictures and things. Now, this lady, what I was joint venturing with, this was is a hard worker, and that's what I look for, someone who is very good at their niche. And the hanger guy was crazy about hangers. The pepper spray guy did way too many times in his face. So let's go here to needlepoint yarn and thread. And these are threads. There's over 6,000 threads on here. And let's just click on this neon rays or one here, or just the pollution. We can see all these pictures, the rainbow gallery. How about this one? So this is the rainbow gallery. This is one little piece of this one manufacturer. These are little sub-pictures of this one. And then there's 85 different ones of these. We took a picture. Now you go to one of these. We took a picture, three pictures of each one. This is the medium picture. You saw the thumbnail. And if you click on it, you get the big picture. Okay? Now, this is really beating your head on the wall to sell something that sells for $1.50 or something, or $2.55. Do 6,000 of these things, plus another 400 canvases. But the nice thing about hard product businesses is they're an asset. A guy yesterday was talking about building an asset as a website. And the thing is you're building businesses, you're building a customer, you're really building a real store out there online. So that's why I kind of like hard products. You know, they call them hard products because they're hard to sell, but yeah, I guess you want to know why they do that. All right, so anyway, this is the Needlepoint website. And this is one way of selling, you know, things. You have to learn a lot of skills. And really what's on this list that's in front of you is all the skills you sort of need to learn to sell hard products. The first list is all the things you need to sell anything on the Internet. And then as you go down this outline, you'll see special skills you need to sell hard products on the Internet. It's not that you can't sell them without those skills. These are just things that I think everybody needs to know to do this. What's the next website we're looking at? Let's talk about the perfume. How do you get past these objections? How do you sell perfume on the Internet? Well, let's see how I did that. Here's a challenge. Now, I'm what we call really an Internet academic. Most of these websites I picked because they really are hard things to sell. I didn't get into these things because they were the right things to sell. I got into them for all the wrong reasons. And this is a classic case. I just thought this was very interesting to pick a product that you had to be able to smell, selling to women who can be very picky, finicky about things that they put on their bodies. I said, oh, this is something I want to do. So what I did is we invented this little tin here, okay? Because I said, okay, they want to smell this. And there's 9 different fragrances, so they have to pick out which fragrance they want to pick. So we made this little tin, and we put these little samplers inside. And there's really about enough perfume in there to probably last most women about a year in there. And we found that almost they'll always pick at least 2 of these they'll love, and most of them they'll like. And then I put a little card inside that says, basically, whatever one you like, you can order and get the full bottle. And what we do is we use sort of a no-risk offer on it, which means that if you'll pay the cost of shipping this to your house, we'll give you 25 days to try the perfume to see whether you like it or not. If you send it back, then there's just no obligation. We're done. Otherwise, you can then send the card to us, and we'll send you a full bottle. Now, we had to also make this no risk, so your guarantees can be very important. And I have what we call the empty bottle guarantee. Now, I got to give credit to Alex Mandassian, who came up with the empty bottle guarantee. And what it basically says is you can use all the way almost down to the very bottom of this bottle of perfume. And if any time during that time you decide you don't like it, send the bottle back with whatever's left and we'll give you your money back. So this is how I'm conquering these objections of selling perfume on the Internet. I say, order it, try it, and do it. How we do it. Okay. Now, the other thing is we're using audio here a lot on this. And we also use different ways to things. You can see the little audio buttons. And this is Danica. She's one of these vivacious Valley Girl types. And if we could play this and you could hear it, you'd hear her just very, very bubbly. And she talks about the aromatherapy values of these. Plus, we pick the different ways that women pick things. You have to take different angles when you're trying to sell something. This is where we let them pick it by the type of fragrance, whether they like the clove smell or the fresh berry or the fig. And then now we go back and we have it by fragrance category. This is I didn't know much about perfume until I started selling it. They have ones that are like citrus or oriental fragrances. And the women in the room, you know, you'll know this stuff. You're the men, just buy this. This is the best gift to go out and buy. Because, one, you got 9 chances they'll like it. And if they don't, you're off the hook. You know, they just send it back for your money. So, and it is really, really a high-grade perfume. That's the best thing. I picked someone who was highly rated in all these perfume review books, and her perfume is only sold in the finest stores, so it's really top-notch. Anyway, then we're taking another approach here where we're saying, where do you want to wear this perfume? This is the right perfume to wear on a date. This is the right perfume to relaxing at home. This is the right perfume to wear when you're on the stage giving a talk to 200 people. I'm personally wearing I Am Brave today. Want to snap? Okay. All right. So anyway, this is the challenge in selling hard products. You have to find your ways in different niches. And the best thing I can tell you is to use what I call a situational sell. When I'm selling pepper spray, I was getting about a 2% conversion on my selling little pepper sprays because I was trying to sell pepper spray. And I realized what a dumb thing that was. What I had to do was sell the situation where they wanted to use the pepper spray. So we had these little pepper spray pens. And I said, okay, what's the situation they're going to use this pen? Well, they're out on a date. They're in the bar, and they're thinking about giving their phone number away to this guy. And my headline says, you can use this pen to give out your phone number. You can use this pen to take it back. Okay. So you try to sell the situation. Where are they afraid? You know, are they walking out to their car? Are they thinking? And there's a raise out here from Party Solvers. We were talking about the situation when he's selling his party goods. You know, you have to pick. You have to imagine yourself in that party. What are they going to need? And sell the situation of the party. Don't sell the supplies. Sell the party. Okay. Now we're going to move on to another type of websites to sell. These are what we call affiliate websites or associate websites. An affiliate website is where someone is going to pay you to send traffic to their website, but they don't actually pay you to get the traffic to the website. They only pay you when someone buys from that website. Okay? Now here's one affiliate website where I'm selling spyware type things, spyware removal, antivirus types of things. This is one where I'm selling all kinds of space-saving, all kinds of things, hangers and closet stuff. This is one here where we're selling plus-size women clothing. Now, here's another subject where I'm an expert, of course. So you don't have to be an expert about the subjects you're selling. As you can see, just put it online. All right, and is that the all three of them? Well, let's stop here and talk about plus-size clothing and how affiliate programs work. There are what we call affiliate brokers out there. There's major ones. One's called Commission Junction. There's another one, Linkshare. There's another one, Performix, and ShareASale, and ClickBank. These are all people where the big companies go and they say, would you represent and take care of, you know, paying the checks and figuring the commissions and things for you? As an affiliate guy who makes affiliate websites, I can go to one of these websites and say, I'm selling plus-size women's clothing, or want to. How many people will pay me a commission if I send them there? And as you can see, some of these names, the women will probably recognize them, the men may not. Catherine's, Ula Popkin, Avenue, Just My Size. Some of these people are on TV, Making It Big, Romans. These are all really famous brands, Macy's, Nordstrom's, all have affiliate programs. I think Macy's does. Yeah, I know Nordstrom's does. Target has an affiliate program. So what happens is, when someone clicks on this link, this is going to go to a section here, what I've done is I sectionalized it down. I'm trying to niche into the plus-size clothing. First I have the plus-size clothing website, now I have one just for plus-size dresses. What happens is when you clicked on one of these, we probably went off to Ula Popkin's website here. And now, if Meg buys some plus-size clothing, which I'm sure she's about to do, you know, while she's online here, I'll make a commission. I'll get some percentage of whatever the sale is. And that's all I had to do was get them from my website to their website. And this uses what they call a cookie technology. And the cookie technology is that it'll put a cookie, which is this timed little piece of code that goes in your browser, and it'll be set for a certain amount of days. So that if this woman who just went to the Ula Popkin website doesn't buy today, but if she comes back within the next 90 days and buys something, I still get a commission. The trick with doing affiliate websites is to get them off of your website into as many other stores and get as many cookies on their computer as possible. Because the more places they hit and get cookied, the bigger chance you have. So making a nice website that they want to hang around is not to your advantage. You want to make lousy websites that says, oh, I'd rather click on an ad than hang out here. Okay? So being really pretty is not a big advantage. You also want to niche in. What I did is I took all the most popular key phrases, plus-size lingerie, plus-size swimwear, plus-size bras, and I made special pages for each one because I'm trying to win in the search engines. This is not an area that you should really think about necessarily buying pay-per-click advertising because the conversion on this is so low. It's not the conversion to my website. It's how well Nordstrom's makes their website, or Ulla Popkin makes their website. And as Declan will tell you, these big corporate guys are not too bright sometimes about making sites that convert. And that's one of the really downsides of doing affiliate websites. Let's go over to the closet, the dry cleaning one. Now, another thing is you want to get your affiliate links out there as much as possible. This is a website I call American Dry Cleaners. I actually wrote a whole bunch of articles about dry cleaning. The reason why, which is, don't we all want to write about dry cleaning? And by the way, you know, exciting subject. The reason I did this is I want to syndicate my affiliate website. My dream is to get as many dry cleaners out there, because dry cleaners don't really go buy websites. You know, they say, oh yeah, that's the first thing I need is a website for my dry cleaning business. So what I want to do is give them these websites, make them a really nice dry cleaning website. Say, here, you know, you should have one. Matter of fact, I'll even pay the hosting bill for you. I just want you to promote this to your clients and tell them where they can come get all this dry cleaning information. And then I load it up with a whole bunch of affiliate links in here. So that in these articles and these what I call resources down here, if you go to the resources, you'll see my women's clothing and my closet stuff and my hanger stuff. And, you know, who knows, I may even stick the rope stuff in there, you know. And I'll give them this, and what it looks to them like is I'm giving them all these nice resources and making a nice website. What I'm really doing is making a profit stream and getting more and more of my affiliate links out there. So this is the technique of how you build a website by making money off of affiliate links. This is the second way of making money. Rather than you selling hard products, you're selling someone else's hard products and getting paid a commission. And this it works really smoothly as you get into these little systems like Commission Junction and things. You'll see that they handle all the keeping track of how much money you're owed and things. It's not a big hassle. It's not you don't you know lose any sleep at night trying to say, is this guy cheating me? Did Ulla Popkin you know give me the right amount of money? You just sign up, the checks come, you open the mailbox, you go, ooh, that was good. So anyway, and it's funny even how I got into this. I'll tell you a real quick story if I have time. Is I actually got into affiliate programs because I was giving a lecture at Cal Poly University. I wanted to do a lecture that would be interesting to the kids. So I said, let's teach them how to make a website that could actually make money. So I made this website. I had 3 months before the lecture was going to be done. I made this website, and the first month it made $64. And I said, this is going good. The next month it made $242. And I said, well, this is good. The day before I did the lecture, it made $384. So I went down and I said, this is perfect. I've now taught them how they can not have to work in school and make money on the internet just by making a plus-size women's clothing site. I did this lecture, and they all thought it was great and things. Then I got back, and I forgot about the website. Next month I get a check. I go, wait a second. I still got that website. I mean, I made it for a demonstration. It was a fluke, but I still had it. I said, well, what if I spent 2 more hours on it? So I did. Next month, I made $782. I said, hey, that was good. Next month, I spent another 2 hours, made $1,438. Ooh, this is really getting good. Spent another 2 hours, and it kept doubling on me. And then now it makes a little over $3,000 a month, you know, just people clicking on these links. So, and it was just a fluke that I even got into doing affiliate programs, and that's how I got introduced to this whole concept. And so, and I was just trying to teach kids how to make a little spare change. All right? So, let's see, and they have some other ones. So now let's go on to building websites for advertising. This is another model. This is sort of an old model. This is how most of the people at first were trying to make money on the internet, is selling advertising. And so let's just take a look at some of these. Now, this is my horse website. So this is sort of a famous website for Ken, the 400 and some odd page horse website that I built. I'll come back to that one a little bit. Here's Richard Beatty out there somewhere. You know, he was talking about community portals. Boy, am I a supporter of community portals and things. I've sold 4 of them so far. That was my one for one of my city ones. Here's another one of my city portals for Sebastopol, California. And I got all this junk on here about it. This one is an old website of mine. It came actually from the early days of the internet. It was a child psychologist who wanted me to build this parenting website. And so I did. And then let's talk. This one here is websitelisting.org. We're going to pause here for a moment. Take this down. Stop. Okay. This is a website that I built to, it's sort of about trading links mainly. And on here, this is like a giant Yahoo. Or not a giant Yahoo. It looks like it's a little tiny Yahoo. Okay. I don't want to even put myself in the same league. So this is a website where all of you can go and get links from my website to your website for free. Okay? And this is also the best way, if you want me to stay in communication with you, is to go sign up here. Even if you don't have a website today, follow the link that says link to us, or add URL, and just put in your personal information, even if you don't have a website. Then later on, when you get a website, you can go ahead and list it here, and you already have your login and password. And you can put, if you guys got 100 websites, throw them on up here, and you just put them in the category. And it has pretty good page rank. Most of the pages are doing pretty well, so you'll get really good quality links in. And I want to talk a little bit here about the power of this room. In this room is everything you will ever need to be successful on the internet. The thing is, you just have to take advantage. I mean, how many people have a website in here? Hold up your hands. Okay. There's something, there's 182 or people or something in here. How many of you have at least two websites? Hold up your hand. And there's still a whole bunch. How many have three? How many have four? How many have five? How many have six? How many have seven? How many have 10 or more? How many have 20 or more? How many have 40 or more? How many have 50 or more? I mean, we're seeing a lot. How many have 90? Okay, there we go. So there's some people that have a lot of websites here. Just imagine getting a link from each one of those. The power of getting up to the top of the search engines is a lot about getting links in, and Stefan is going to talk about that later on. But here's your first step, is put a link in here and get that first link to your website. That is websitelisting.org. And this is like a number one, number two listing in Google for the phrase website listing. So it's, I think it's, if you, I can't see the page rank on here, but I think it's a 5 or 6 ranked website, which Stefan will talk about. Anyway, start here, put your information in. I'm going to help organize everyone in this room that will put their links in here so that we can trade links back effectively to raise up our search engine. So I just want to pause on that one. But this website is about advertising, and let's go to a subcategory here. And let's take the hanger one. Let's go back to accessories and click on hangers over there. Okay. And we're going to pause a little at this time. The advertising, why I call this an advertising model, and a lot of people had a lot of questions on this, this is AdSense on the side over there. There's little ads going down the side. Those are called AdSense ads. And since I'm on a hangers web page, I'm getting ads for clothes hangers. What the way AdSense works is it looks to see what is the content on your page, and then it matches the ads to what it finds. So I'm going to go to, I just cleared out all this old junk I had in there, so a lot of these pages are empty, but you'll still see the ads up. Let's go back to the home page and pick, like, fragrances or something here. Or just pick anything. Doesn't matter. Cosmetics. Okay, I took all the listings out of here because I was making room for all yours. But if you look at the ads, you'll see they are all about cosmetics or in fragrances. Even without any other real content in here, it read the title of my page and that information in my little first paragraph there and said, this page is about fragrances. And then it gave me a bunch of perfume ads. That's the way AdSense works. If you don't have to have a lot of content on your page, you just have to have enough for them to figure out what kind of ads to do. This is really good money. Okay? A lot of people who are a lot smarter than me actually design websites around the really high-paying advertising ones that you pick. What happens is when you click on one of these links, and say someone who's here at FragranceNet is offered to pay Google 60 cents per click. Let's just make some money. So we click on this. Okay, I just made probably 30 cents there, you know, when we went there. Oh, I didn't like this website. Let's go back and make some more money. Let's just forget talking and click on links while I'm here and pay for my whole trip. Okay. All right. So anyway, I just made 30 cents probably when they clicked on that link and went there. That was just, wasn't that the sweetest money? Ooh, I like that. Ooh, yeah. Feels good. All right. Now, it would have felt better if this was that Missile Sumitomi which is like $100 click. That would have been about, what is it? Say the Missile Thimilomia. Okay, that's fine. I'm just going to butcher it a few more times. Or structured settlement. Those words, click, you get, they're like $100 a click. I would have made $50, and that would have felt really good when we clicked it on in here. All right? So, but the thing is, making a website that's oriented to those subjects is kind of hard. It's hard to get it. This was a lot easier. I made a simple website that I could, you know, do a whole bunch of things on here. So here's the horse website. The horse website, once again, I went out there. I know nothing about horses. Zero, zip, nada. How do I get the content? You go and click on any one of these subjects here. I went and I looked for around the internet, surfing like everybody else. I was looking for horse articles because I wanted to get a bunch of horse people to my horse website. Wouldn't that make a lot of sense? So I found this company. And we can go to college and get a diploma in 30 days, by the way. And so this Field of Schemes, just go ahead and click on that. I found this company. It's called Southern States. They're a feed store down in the lower. Anybody heard of Southern States Feed? Okay, down here south, a bunch of feed stores. And they've been writing these articles for a gazillion years about horses and feed. And I found their website and I said, "Sir, that's really good articles you have there. I think more people should read those. And if you'd be willing to put them on my website, I would be doing my best to see that more people could read your articles." So now I have all these articles that bring up great ad things, and I was able to get 400 pages of content for my website. And this is an advertising website. I'm making my money from the little ads that show up on the top. Plus, I put affiliate programs in here. That's the other sort of way of making the advertising. But this is, I could also be putting banners up here and being paid to run banner advertisements or links to other people. So this is a model where you're selling advertising. Another one is putting directory listings. And I really should have Richard Beatty up here doing this because he's a real expert. He's back there. He's got his chin. He's in the glasses. Raise your hand. You want to know about doing advertising websites? See that man. Okay? All right. So anyway, this is another model. We've went through hard products, we went through affiliate programs, and building websites for advertising purposes. And this is now with the coming out of AdSense, this is a great way. Okay, we're going to move on here. And method number four, selling an ebook. Now, yesterday, about half of you, you know, were System Club members, and I want to put a little plug in here for the System Club. Is that if you were a System Club member, you would have got a whole big day of more lectures on all these subjects where I just told you A to Z on how to make money from doing ebooks. And I'm going to try to cover some of that here, but I can't do what I did yesterday. Now, in the back of the room, there are these, the outline that I gave that tells the A to Z way of doing ebooks. So, System Club members, keep your hands down if you still have your outline. Anybody else that would like that outline, just raise your hand, and we'll try to pass out as many of you have the outline at least about this, and it'll make a little more sense. So just keep your hands up for a long time. Oh, wait, put them down. No, just kidding. And we'll go through this. So let's look at some of these websites. Keep your hands up until you get your thing, and we'll just move on here. All right, so let's look at some of these websites. This is Ken's famous Barking Dog Problems ebook here. And the model of this is to sell an ebook. And, you know, I think we're charging $37.77 for this ebook at this time. And this is my thing. It's basically about teaching your dog not to bark at the mailman and everything else. It's a very important subject in America. Now, this is the reverse side of it. One of the things I taught them yesterday was about, I believe, and rather than just selling the ebook, putting all the content of my ebook online for everybody to see and read. And a lot of people said, "Ken, I think you're nuts." You know, which is probably true. Do we have any argument about that? But so this is that's a model of this, and we'll come back to that one in a minute here. So here's another book. This is called The Golden Piggy Bank, and it's about how to invest your money. And of course, I'm really good at that. I lost only $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 in the dot-com crash. So I'm an expert on writing a book about investing. Then here's the reverse of that website. This is where you can read the whole ebook online. This is like, oh, I don't know, hundreds of pages. And the thing about this, well, we'll come back to it. We'll just see them all here first before we do this, through the tour. And this is another ebook. This is not quite an ebook. This is very similar to one. This is a set of forms and things about how to do employee job performance reviews. And it teaches you all the forms and how to talk to your employees to inspire them on to greater heights. And if you're an employee, the thing you want to inspire them is become self-employed, be an internet marketer. So that's what I would do in my job performance review. Okay, so let's go back to the ebook here. I'll give you the URL on that is Well, it has two different URLs. The one you're seeing there is acclaimed ebooks/barking. You can also, when I'm advertising this, go to barkingdogproblems.com and go straight there. And there's a reason for this little subtleties of how I do this and why it has two different URLs. But let's talk about the ebook. The basic process of this, and I'm going to give you a real quick spin of this, is that you pick a subject, find a problem. Then you find a website host. And then you find someone hand me that, one of those? I should look through there real fast here. Who's got an outline? Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. I'm going to forget these. All right. The way you do make an ebook really fast is you locate a market, find buy a hosting account, buy a domain, find some experts to give you all the content for free, pick a name, put up a letter saying, I'm selling this book, please buy it, but don't write it yet, see if anybody takes your offer. Essentially then put some audio on there, test it to see whether anybody, is going to click on these letters, and sort of move through this. This whole process is on this flyer here. All right. Then after I do that, I take the ebook, I put it online, and I sort of turn it into an advertising website. And this is sort of the unique thing that most people aren't doing about ebooks. The other thing is, in this ebook, you find a whole bunch of affiliate links to put in there. So when I'm talking about, let's go to the other website where we see the whole book, and it'll be easier to understand. Because even my ebook has the affiliate links inside. So now let's look at these ads here. We see that essentially they're about dog barking, about shock collars, about citronella collars, about leashes, about all kinds of things. These are these same companies that are advertising over here in AdSense. Most of those guys have affiliate programs through these big, things where you click on, if they buy a part, you can do this. Okay. So, what are we doing here? Okay. So, in your content, you put these links. And when you put affiliate links in the middle of your content, it works a lot better. So when I'm talking about, shock collars, and I'm saying, shock collars are good, the dogs love it, feels good, they like to bark just so they can have the experience of being shocked, and then I say, make your dog happy, click here, to go to this website where you too can get a shock collar for your dog. All right? And when I tell that story in the middle of my content with that link, and, it works a lot better than when it's sitting out there as an ad. So that's why you want to put affiliate links inside your ebooks as another way to make more money. And that's why I do this, because if I didn't have my ebook for free for everybody to read, they would never find my affiliate links. When I'm selling the ebook for money, I have to hope that they'll buy the book so they can find the affiliate links. When I'm giving away for free, I know they'll find the affiliate links. Okay? It's just a different model. I'm the only person that's doing this that I know of at this time who's putting all the content. The other good reason to do this is so that these websites, there's companies like there's a group called DMoz, Open Directory Project. How many people have heard that? It's a big search engine directory. You want to get your website in there. They hate sales letter websites. Hate them with a passion. Matter of fact, they hate anything sales oriented. But when I send them my ebook here that has all the content in it, they'll usually let me go into the directory and say, hey, this is good. This guy's giving away all this free stuff. Let's put him up in a hurry. So this is a good way to get your websites into the DMoz directory. So I have lots of reasons why I do this. I'll let you know whether I lose my wallet doing it. And, but it's just something I do. Don't take what I do as gospel. Just decide whether you want to do this for yourself. I'm just a normal guy making mistakes. And the reason why I said Ken got me up here, he says, I've never seen anybody lose as much money as you. You're going to be a good example. All right? So you can tell them all the dumb things to do. So this may be a dumb thing. It may be a smart thing. I'm just presenting it. You have to decide on your own. Okay? Don't take everything a speaker says as gospel. Do I have any results? Yeah, the people click on the ads and I make money, But the other book wasn't selling that well yet because I was just starting getting started on it, so I don't know if it's affecting my sales or not. That's the results I can tell you. But yes, they do click on the ads. I do make money. And the thing is, I'm not big on making a lot of time money. Okay, a lot of time, she says. All right, split testing. We're going to move down. We're going to go real fast here. Let's move through the other ones because I guess I'm just talking really slow anyhow. Go to the next method here. Next method is build a website to sell an ebook. We go to the, no, after this, for the next method after this one. We're going to go to methods by storytelling. This is what I've been doing basically up here. I'm telling, selling by storytelling. This is a website here. You don't even need a real website to do this. You just need an email list. Oh, okay, go past that. We'll go hit this really fast here because I got the time mark. Okay, so this is a method I like. I'm a big storyteller. I'm from Missouri.
Yeah, we're only breaking to change the video.
Oh. Oh. She scared me. Okay. I can talk slow now. Okay. We're going to go... No, we're going to go back here. I can go back in. Jeez. Excuse me for this pause here. Okay, where were we? We want to go to about... membership website. Let's go back and do the about aerobics one more time since we have another minute. That's at the end. Okay. All right. We're going on to, we covered the seller book. There's other kinds of websites. This is the membership websites. Okay. I think our title's wrong on this, but that's okay. All right. There's other kinds of membership. Another model is making money by doing membership sites. Now, Kurt Christensen, where are you? Kurt, you in here by chance? No, Kurt's not in here. Okay. Well, when you see Kurt, he's an absolute expert. Matter of fact, one of the examples that you'll see on here is one of his websites. Now, this is a website you should all sign up for. This is called the Planet Ocean Newsletter. It's a subscription membership website where they send you these updates on all the best search engine tricks out there. This guy's been around for, well, as long as I have, I think. It's by Stephen Mahaney is the guy's name that runs this website. And it's just the best newsletter. This is where I learn all my good search engine tips. But this is what he makes his money by having you into a repeating membership. I get billed every month, doing, and I get this in trade. He sends me a new updated book with all the secrets. There's another one on here, which is Net Breakthroughs. This is one of Kurt Christensen's websites. And this is about internet marketing. And you sign up and you pay a monthly fee. And the nice thing about this membership website inside, and if we try to log in, you'll see that it'll ask for a password, and I forget what the login password is to get into this. But you have to, you know, put it in, otherwise it just won't let you in. And inside this website, he has a place he does what they call ad diaries. And in the ad diaries, Kurt is always trying and testing new things, and he tells you what happened when he did one. When he ran an ad for one of his websites. He says, I ran this ad and this ad. This one pulled so much, you know, conversion rate. This one pulled so much conversion rate. So people pay because they want to have him spend all the money for them and then get the results. Rather than spend all the money on an advertising campaign, they want him to spend it and then say try to apply what he learned back to their own websites. So they're willing to pay you a monthly fee as long as you keep giving them new content. And this way of making money is called creating a membership website. You've got to talk to Kurt. I am not an expert on this subject. I am a student at it, and I'm just playing with it myself. The closest I have to doing this is Traffic School. This is what you call a very brief membership. Okay? This is not going to be a long-lasting thing. I only have these people as a member for about 2 to 3 weeks or 24 hours. You know, it depends on how long it takes them to go through their traffic school. This is the people who get a speeding ticket and they want to get the points removed from their driving record. So they pay me a monthly, they pay a fee to have access to this product where they can do a course and then get off and move on. This is really another type of membership fee. It is just a very short-term membership fee. But I would consider it still a subscription. So I grouped it here together. And so doing these online courses, attorneys are really big on having to do these. We have any attorneys? There's always an attorney. I should have known this guy was an attorney last night. Okay. The way he was grilling me and I was sweating in my seat, I should have known he was an attorney. Okay, so attorneys have to take these courses. I think they're called something, continuing education credit something attorneys that they do. I'm really good at this stuff. And they also have, that's another good one, to get a membership site because they have to keep coming back on a recurring basis and keeping up their education. So there's teachers have to have recurring education credits. I think doctors, a lot of professionals have to have recurring, and you can make a membership website where they can come in and keep taking these new courses. So there's all types of membership sites you can build. You just have to keep your mind open. Anything that they come in for a duration of time, and you try to, the big trick about membership websites is retention. Trying to figure out how to keep them in the system and coming back. Like I said, I'm not an expert. Kurt is. Find him, use him, abuse him. Okay, so this is my example. So I'm going to have to move past and go with one of my favorite ones here. Let's see here. We're going, these are the membership websites. Let's go on to the next one and spend more time on the storytelling. Okay. This is a style that I do that I think is really the big way of selling things on the internet. Now, my roots are from Missouri. You may have guessed. You know, I'm a hick. Basically, my father was actually the first person in my family to ever graduate from high school. Came out of the Ozark Mountains. You want to know hillbillies? You're looking at a second generation. Most people, when they hear me talk, they're thinking they're talking to a first generation. So storytelling is sort of a natural thing because that's, when you're up in the Ozark Mountains, that's all you do is tell stories. Can't read. So you got to talk, you know. So we just pass information back and forth that way. So I learned this skill, you know, from, you know, all my other hick relatives. So what I've done is, and I've accidentally sort of ran across this, and I'll talk about the horse website again here, is the reason I built that whole 400-page horse website was so I could go sell these ropes that we had down here. I did this all so I could sell personalized rope, and particularly not the dog leashes, but the horse leads. Okay? Because I was at the top of the search engines for every horse lead word. You know, horse lead, lead a horse. I was at the very top. You know, the funny thing is, not a lot of people search for them. So I said, how can I make more money? I said, I need to go where there's people that have horses. Oh, man, I'm brilliant. Told you, Ozark Mountains. Okay, figured that one out. Took me only a couple of years. So I said, okay, well, I'll build a horse website. And then I found that content. I contacted those people. But the real reason I did it was really to do this. And what I did is I said, well, how am I going to talk to these people and do these horse leads? Well, I made a place for them to sign up for my horse newsletter, which I've never sent to this day. I have about 50 people a day that sign up for my horse newsletter, and I've never mailed them. Now, this is dumb. Anybody that's out here knows you mail your list. And I'm telling you, I do stupid things all the time. That's why Ken wanted me here. You know, he says, if Ken could do it, make money, anybody can, because he does really stupid things. So I'm doing this newsletter, and the reason I want the newsletter is because I want to send them a thank you message when they subscribe for the newsletter. It says, thank you for subscribing to the newsletter. The next time Ken gets around to it, year 2016, you'll get a copy. And there's a P.S. that goes with it where I tell a story. And this was actually a true story. My wife, who's a school teacher, actually educated, she had a teacher friend who bought a new horse. And I liked her, and I thought we should get her a horsewarming gift. So I wrote this story, and I tell the story about getting her this horse lead. And it goes like this. My wife, who's a school teacher, has a friend who just got a new horse, and we thought it'd be nice to get her a horsewarming gift. So I've been searching the internet to find the perfect gift, and I ran across this website called myrope.com. And on this website, they actually sell horse leads where they embroider the name of the horse right on the lead. Can you believe that? These come in about 1 million colors. Well, actually, only 17. Okay? The horse, her horse's name was Navajo Red. So we ordered this horse lead. It came immediately as promised. My wife takes it to school. She wraps it up, and she puts it into the, you know, the thing. She hands it to the teacher. The teacher opens it up. She sees her brand new horse's name on there, Navajo Red, and she starts to cry. You two like me. Five? Right. You two can have a horse lead like this. You probably have horse friends like I do. And by the way, I bought a couple for myself, and now when I use them at my horse stable where I border all my really expensive race horses. And since then, yes?
Don't we have to?
Yes, she's got to change tables. Okay. Anyway, I tell them, since I put this horse leads there with the people's name, my leads, like my horses with four legs, no longer walk away. So I gave him a second reason. But I told this by storytelling. Okay? And then what this is, so this is, let's talk about the storytelling technique here. What happens is here, if you have a list, you can send out these emails that says, great story to tell you about, you know, my wife and this horse. Which then just has a link that takes them to a very simple web page. Is Jay Jennings here anywhere? Jay Jennings. Okay. This is, I'm using some technology here by Jay Jennings, because a story is better told by voice than it is to read a story. I think, probably, hopefully. Otherwise, my prediction of you guys being asleep out there is going to be true. So I take them to this website, and we click on one of these buttons. It's not going to work because the audio is not doing it. And it's going to basically tell you that story. And while I'm telling you this story, and you click on that link here, it's going to tell you in the story, click here to see the horse lead that made the other teacher cry. And if you click on the link and says, see the horse warming gift here, which it tells them in the audio to do, it takes them to this website where they're showing them the horse lead, and it keeps talking to them. The audio is playing in the background while they're on this horse lead, and it's telling this story about this, okay? And this is how you make money by storytelling. And actually, I improved upon this from Jay. Talk to Jay. Jay, again, raise your hand one more time. He is an expert at using this technique, and his audio stuff is just phenomenal. He'll be at the trade show later tonight demonstrating that. I highly recommend you spend a few minutes on this, and he's been using the storytelling technique himself to sell affiliate products. So this is the storytelling. So we're going to take a break? Okay. Why don't we all stand up real fast and just take a breath? Just, you know, we got a minute here. Right. Okay, so we're going to go back to the AdSense. AdSense, once again, is a big subject here. People wanted more about this, so I'm going to hit this really fast. Let's go look at a couple AdSense websites. This is the next method of making money on the Internet. We taught this a little bit under advertising. It's its whole thing. Here's a website. It's called the Online Encyclopedia. It has a subject. It has 19,000 pages in it about everything in an encyclopedia. Okay, this is site number one. Let's go to the other site and look. The other one, this is the one called About Aerobics. This is another ebook AdSense website. Now, the nice thing about this one is it demonstrates a little bit about the problem with the dog book was it was all about stopping dog barking on almost every page. When I did the aerobics one here, the different pages bring up different ads, and you really want to get as many different ads as you can showing up. So when you're writing your content, so when I go to fitness and weight charts here, we're going to get ads that are more about body fat, scales, analyzers, and things. If we go back to the home page again, and we hit the one about the pregnant women, and we get now pregnant type ads. Okay? This is different than elephant words. These are pregnant words. Okay? So you want to, when you're trying to write these websites for making money from AdSense, you want to get a diversity, if you can, of your ads. And sometimes you have to tweak your content to finally get the ads you want to show up. But this is, you know, the AdSense method. And then if you want to hit everything under the sun, you make an encyclopedia website. Now, just because I made an encyclopedia website does not mean it was a smart thing to do. The thing I learned about this, and it has 19,000 pages on every single subject, and if we click on astronomy, we'll see astronomy ads. Well, the dumb thing that I learned about this is astronomy ads, you know, go for about 4 cents a click. And my half is about 2 cents, you know. So it's a lot of clicks you need to make any money. So it seemed like a bright idea. Hey, I'm going to make a killing. I'm going to have a subject on everything. And it ended up to being, you know, wow, that was a waste of time. So, but it's fun for a demonstration here purpose. But I'm not getting rich on making an encyclopedia website. I would think of something else to do if I was you. All right, and that's AdSense. We'll hit some questions on that in just a moment. And the last one we have is, or not the last one, about referral websites. You can make money by making websites where people pay you for leads. Okay? And some examples of this. This is about LASIK laser eye surgery. And on one of these pages, I tell them how to pick the right doctor. You know, you don't want to take one that's going to stick a needle through your eye, you know, or leave the laser on a little bit too late. So how do you tell you're getting the right doctor? And then there's a place on here, one of these, it has, click here to get a reference of a doctor who will not stick the laser too long in your eye. Okay? And everybody wants to fill it out. And then I get paid for every one of these applications that I can send out to these doctors who want to have patients who don't want the laser too long in their eye. And they'll pay like $10 a lead or something for some of these things. So this is a way. Here's the referral form. And they say, I'm living so-and-so, and I want to find doctors that have the right equipment and the right things and don't put the laser in. And then as long as they fill out the information accurately, I get paid, whether they get the laser in their eye or not. Okay? So this is an example of one. Here's another one that where I were doing life insurance. And I use an unusual technique. I use a storytelling technique to do this, to get the leads. And I tell them about not getting life insurance. Most people try to talk them into getting life insurance. I keep trying to talk them into, you know, how I don't get life insurance. Okay? And I use this reverse psychology on them. But I tell it with a story, and I tell them about how screwed up my body is and how if they gave me life insurance, I would have respected them or anything. And they fill this out, and I make like $10 a lead every time they fill out this application. So the object of the game is to convince them to fill out the application. And I use this big headline. My father always used to say, all they can say is no, but if you don't ask, you'll never know. And my whole argument is about telling them, fill it out. It won't hurt you. It doesn't kill you. It takes 5 minutes. They won't nag you on the phone. And I'm making all these arguments to get them to fill out this application. Do I care if they get life insurance? No. Do I care that they fill out the application? Yes. So there's a lot of companies, plastic surgeons pay for leads. The guys that have the big motorhomes, they like to pay for leads. There's a lot of people who will pay you for leads, and that's a good way of making money. I think Declan has some buddies out there that, you know, make a lot of money doing leads, and I think he may talk about that, may not. But I know he's an expert, so talk to him. So this is another mode, finding people. And you can find a lot of these lead companies in the same place you find the affiliate programs. Commission Junction has a bunch of people. It'll either tell you how much they're paying you per sale or per lead. And you can get it to filter and show you all the people who will pay you for leads. I have a boat website where I get paid for people who apply for boat insurance. Doesn't matter if they get the boat insurance or not. I get $2 every time they fill out the application. So this is one more way of making money on the internet. I say, you know, it's like stocks. You want to have a wide portfolio. When one thing is working, you know, another isn't. So I try to have all these different, you know, my fingers in the pond or whatever the expression is, you know, for these different ways. So this is the thing. They're all sort of this. This is the Maui Hawaii hotels. I'm getting paid for people getting Maui activities or making hotel reservations. Some of this is by lead. Some of it is by actually they have to book the room. But this is a website. And then once again, you see my AdSense. You know, if you're going to have a website, throw some AdSense on it. You know, all else fails, you get it. All right, so this is another model, making money for leads. How are we doing? Do we have another one? Or I can't remember if there's any more ways to make money. Okay, so they're going to pass out some little forms, and we're going to take some questions for, you know, there's some people said that I promised to clear some things up. But that's basically the different ways of making money. There was hard product, there was affiliate program, there was advertising, there was membership websites, there was lead websites, and ebooks. These are all different ways. How you make money on the internet, these are the ways. All right, so I guess if you can go get a, we'll get someone with a microphone or. Okay, we'll take it. We're going to do the questions, yes.
Okay, thanks. Two questions. You mentioned you have two URLs for the ebook pages. One was like acclaimedebooks.com/, and then there was the stop barking. I'm wondering why. And the other question is for your ebooks, which shopping cart/affiliate program do you use?
There's two different. The URL thing is because it's really, I get them in on the one URL that I use for just advertising straight to the dog barking book. I actually have a website called Acclaim Ebooks where I sell a whole library of ebooks. So as they bounce into the from the barking dog thing, they end up and it puts them sort of in the Acclaim Ebook mode. So now if they go to the home page, they're going to end up and see all my other ebooks. But I sort of put them in the right place to start with. It's sort of a weird thing. It's a Ken thing. Yeah. Okay. But it's just a technique that I use for doing that, and it made it easier to sort of get them into seeing my library. And when they finish with the thank you page, they'll also be bounced back to this main Acclaimed ebooks to see the rest of them.
Okay.
And it just sort of puts them in that mode.
Okay. And for the affiliate?
The shopping cart. There's two shopping carts that I like really well. I use the one shopping cart. You can find that at oneshoppingcartstore.com. And the other one I like is a company called SecureNet Shop, and you can find that at AmericanShoppingCart.com.
Okay. Okay. So you don't use ClickBank?
Oh, for the ebook? No. I like the power of, I get more statistical tracking and things when I use my own shopping carts. I like the power. I do some other trick things where I put free products into the shopping cart. A technique that I was using on that Barking book, if you were looking at it, there's a place where you can opt in to get a free ebook. And rather than just send them the ebook through mail in a PDF file, I make them go through all the steps like they were buying it. They actually add it to the cart, fill out the form, and go through and download it like they will buy the book eventually, the one that they're paying for. What I'm doing is getting them shopping cart training, teaching them the process, so when they come back to buy a book, they've already experienced it. But this time they did it for free. Plus I get the opt-in. So this is why I use that word. ClickBank, you can't teach them shopping cart training. Okay? Another question? Right up here.
Yeah. I'm new here. I saw the AdSense ads on your page, and I was wondering, are you then going to apply, please put your ads in my page? How does that work?
It's really simple. You go to google.com/AdSense. You sign up. It walks you through a little menu-driven thing about how to get the code, and you take and you copy from this page, and you copy the code they give you into your page, and wherever you copy that code, the AdSense ads show up. You just have to leave a little bit of room in your HTML for where these ads are going to go. Okay? And Ken, let me know when I need to wrap this up to move towards the other thing, would you please? Thanks.
Ken, does Commission Junction on the referrals, do they also manage that whole process for you?
For the lead referrals?
Yeah.
Yes, I get the checks right from them. The life insurance and the boat insurance comes from them. Sometimes I'll do them privately with the company and they'll send me a check. I do most of mine through the Commission Junction.
And when you do it privately, do you sign a contract, have them sign a contract, or is it just with people you trust?
No, I hate attorneys, so I'm sort of opposed to contracts. You know, if I can't trust them for the money, I don't want to do business with them. I'm not a big contract person. You know, he's laughing, smiling. This guy's going to be in court with me soon. Okay.
With the AdSense, can you restrict certain Google ads that you don't want showing up?
Yes, you can. They have a little option. If you see one that is a direct competitor that you just know is taking money out of your pocket, you can list their URL and their ad will not show up on your website.
And my other question on your plus-size women's clothing site, on the right side where was the Google AdSense,
right.
On the left side was a menu that looked just like Google AdSense.
Hey. You're quick.
Did you do that on purpose?
Yes,
to
I
match
did.
It?
Okay. Yes, I wanted to not be able to distinguish what the ads are and things. I wanted to copy them. And you have to be sort of careful not to violate Google's AdSense rules of conduct and things about that. But yes, that was deliberate so that they won't distinguish between the two. You need to test your Google AdSense. You can go from a 3% conversion to a 25% conversion. You need to try all the different formats of the Google AdSense. They have ones that go across the top, down the side, blocks that go in the middle of your content. You can change the colors of the text and things. You need to keep testing your Google AdSense till you get a higher and higher conversion. It is one of the most worthwhile things when it comes to A-B split testing, which we didn't really cover here, and I think Perry is going to talk a little bit about later on, because it makes a huge difference in your income. Huge difference.
Good morning, Ken. Lou Edwards from LittleShopOfCruises.com. This is my first system training. And up until now, I've only heard that you want as many people to link into your site as possible, and you never want to link away. Of course, I'm selling cruise vacations. It's a high-ticket product, and that's my front end and back end. But it seems to me, and this is the first I'm really learning about AdSense, I do Google AdWords, it seems to me it's a whole lot of work to do everything that you're doing, and it seems like you've sewn up the entire universe, the entire marketplace, but it seems like a whole lot of work to make very little percentages of the pay-per-click, as opposed to, let's say, just adding affiliate links. Is AdSense really a better idea than affiliate links? Are you using this model just for the applications that you've reviewed? You wouldn't suggest this, for instance, for a business like mine.
I'm an AdSense addict. If there's a web page, I'm going to try to put AdSense on it. AdSense is very, very sweet money. And the funny thing is, and there's a woman named Audrey Lanford, and she has a website about AdSense. And someone handed me an article she just written up in the Wall Street Journal. And she's the one, I was really worried about these things, about putting these ads on my plus size, because they were my direct competitors. And I thought, I was going to lose all this money. And so, but she says, no, Ken, you're not. Do it. So I put those ads on. Not only did I start making a bunch of money from AdSense, I swear my conversion went up. I sold more plus size clothing after I put the ads on than I was doing before. Now the thing is, test it. If it doesn't work, just turn it off. You know, but if you don't test it, it's money you're just leaving on the table. And it's just as simple as that. And I want to really thank you for just being so nice to me here, because it's just been a real pleasure talking with you here.